Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, folks? It is it's Monday, and here we are. A show for Monday. This will be probably one of my last Monday shows because Taekwondo training starts again here next Monday. So you want to make sure you tune into all that fun stuff. Getting ready to go live here. Here we go with the live video. Welcome to the show. It's a little crazy here. Things kind of going kooky as you've been watching the news and paying attention to stuff. You know what's shaking. But first, I would like to... I'm having technical difficulties. Please stand by. I'm trying to get my my top of the hour thing going so I can screen my calls and say what's up to everybody. Everybody's coming up on the live feed. Just bear with me. Son lost our other phone. Our other phone is like the connection to everything. So that's where we're at. I'm trying to get my soundboard up, and the internet seems to be a little sluggish here. So who knows if it's anything tied to what's getting ready to happen. And we've got slow internet.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got a great show on tap for you tonight. We have three guests. We got a Colonel Jim Warshak's going to come join us. We got a whole slate of things we're going to be discussing. We have a good friend of mine, pro wrestler and patriot, Bruce. He's going to join us. And then in the second half of the show, I got a young lady who was in D.C., claims to have been maced and pepper sprayed. Oh, you know what? I got to do my light here. Hold on, folks. Check this out. There I am. Holy moly. I forgot my hat. You guys never seen me bald. I'm going to have to put my head up like this. things have been really hectic around here. You're not getting a lot of sleep these days, as you can see. Bleary-eyed. Just tired. And so I'm going to play this really quick short break. I'm going to screen my call. I think I see the Colonel there on the line right now. He's up next. Check this out, and we'll be back in 2 minutes. I got to go get my hat and my coffee.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, gone down in the line of duty, and, he's given his all. And, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. Pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws, and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says moreover than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray USA right now on Facebook. That's D-A-V-E-B-R-A-Y USA.
That's right, folks. That's our good friend Dave Bray at DaveBrayUSA.com. Check him out. Make sure you head on over there right away and get yourself some of his awesome merchandise and music. We know that Dave Bray is kicking butt these days and taking names. And so I'm just sharing this around. Please, if you're on the live feed, invite all your friends. We got our good friend Colonel Warshick is on the line. I'm just trying to, like I said, share this around a little bit. Let's get this going here. Share that to our new group. And please invite, share. Let's get this out. Let's get the audience up. We got 7 people. We want to get to 20. Share this to another group. I'm going to have to stop sharing and bring in the Colonel. This is a very important show that we have going on here tonight. So let me get into my notes here that the Colonel sent me earlier today, and we'll bring him on right now. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, our featured guest of the night, Colonel Jim Warshick, is going to join us. Bam. Welcome to the show, Colonel.
Hey, Mark. Good to be back with you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Yes, sir. I'm pulling up the list of things we're going to cover here. It's a long list. There's a lot of stuff going on, ladies and gentlemen. And please excuse me. I'm bleary-eyed. Look at this. Holy moly. I can't believe how red my eyes was. I'm so freaking exhausted. You know how it is, Colonel, when the information just keeps rolling in.
Oh, yeah. We know that very well. But, somebody's got to do it. And I'm glad it's people like you and other conservatives out there who are holding the fort down, because things are going to get ugly.
And that's what I'm hearing. And there's so much information is coming at us. That's like, it seems like nonstop. And one of the problems I'm having now, Colonel, I don't know about you, but I seem to get a lot of videos of just some guy sitting in a room in front of a camera, kind of like what I'm doing, except they're telling us all this stuff because they have an inside guy. Are we to believe a lot of these videos that we're seeing? What's true and what's false right now is unbelievable. It's so hard to discern. It's been a battle, hence the red eyes and no sleep, you know? So what do you think?
Yeah, you're right. And that's the number one thing people contact me about. And they're asking, or they'll send me the video link and they'll say, what are your thoughts on this? And what do you think? And you're exactly right. There are a lot of people out there who think they have the inside scoop or the inside track. And, you know, I try to tell people, and I probably told a half dozen people today when they asked, I said, first of all, you have to do a little research on these folks. And you also have to ask the question. And I'm a career military intelligence officer, spent 35 years in that line of work. And you got to ask, how would they know this information? What are their sources? And I always tell people, I don't want to hear what the mainstream media says, where according to sources in the White House or according to someone familiar or close, just tell me who it was. Don't beat around with, I know a secret and I know somebody, but I can't tell you their name, because for the mainstream media, right off, as soon as I hear that, and I tell people this all the time, they're making it up, or they're putting in conjecture, or they're going to write a story or tell you a story about something, but they have no proof. And time after time, as days, weeks go by, none of that ever fleshes out. And it either dies or it turns into nothing, as you well know. And I mean, you deal with this stuff every day because you're doing your radio show. And I tell people, you got to ask who the source is, and you got to ask, how would this person know? And then the second thing you got to ask is, why would someone who maybe knows that, why would they tell this person?
Right.
I'm not talking about, you know, big name conservative reporters, and, you know, we know who they are. I'm not talking about the well-known people who are pushing information. I'm talking about, who's this guy? He's sitting in his, like you said, in his office behind his computer, and he's put together a whole effort with all kinds of theories and everything. So, you know, listen to it, take it with a grain of salt, see if you can get it backed up. I mean, there was stuff that came out, and if it is that critical or that extreme, it's probably going to be in the news. And when I say in the news, if it's something that the media is going to use against us, it's going to be there. And if it's something that conservative media is going to use to support us, it's going to be there. Otherwise, you know, chances are this person, you know, they have great ideas and theories and things, and that's what they're pushing. And they're trying for 15 minutes of fame to get their name out there. And there's a lot of them. I mean, I see 30 videos a week that people send me and say, what do you think of this?
Yeah. And to me, it's like, well, hi, I'm Bill, and I know a guy who knows a guy whose cousin's uncle works on the inside, and they sent me this intel. Oh, you remember the game when you were a kid? You have 5 or 6 kids in a row, and you whisper in one kid's ear, and then he whispers the same thing, and it goes down the line, and the last kid's like, what? He's got a totally different story than what came out when in the first idea. You know what I mean? This is what I'm talking about. I don't know, like, so like you said, I take it with a grain of salt. I kick back and I just listen. I just give up on a lot of these videos that come to me. And sometimes it's really trusted sources that send me the video. So, of course, I look at it and I give it some credence just because who sends it to me.
Yeah, exactly.
So that I just keep it all on the back burner. What I've learned is you got to really think about the big picture. You can't just think of, like, the tunnel vision. You got to really think of all sides, question everything. There's a guy, his name is Joe Rogan. He's a really smart guy. He's very involved in the octagon fighting, and he had that show where they like eat cockroaches and do all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah, and, I know who Joe Rogan is.
And one of his mottos was question that simple.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know, and I like you, I get people who are trusted sources, and they send me a video and they say, what do you think? And my first reaction is I look at the video and I'm like, well, this is 90 minutes long. I don't even have 90 minutes to sit there and listen to this. And the thing is, you know, these folks put a lot of time and effort into this, and some of them spend a lot of money to make this. And, you know, you see them one time and you don't see them again, or you see them on and they keep putting stuff out there. And when they start doing that, you know, as you said, question it, because I always look back and say, okay, well, that story he did 2 weeks ago, nothing ever came of it. And what he put out yesterday, we'll see what happens with that. So, I mean, always, you know, always question and always validate. And you know, that's the best you can do, and take it with a grain of salt. Because these people who claim they know stuff aren't going to be the ones who, if there is actually something that is there, it's not going to be them who are putting it out.
Right. Now, this has been a big week here. As we all know, there was this big to do there at the Capitol. And everybody's they're getting ready to throw down the gauntlet here. They want to, like, if it was up to the Democrat Party right now and Nancy Pelosi, they would have gallows out in front of the White House. Meanwhile, the summer of love, 100-plus days of riots, destruction of private property, just beating people, dragging them out of cars, getting beat in the streets, torching police cars, police getting attacked in New York City, getting buckets of water, squirted with guns. Like, all of a sudden, like, 25 people come out of nowhere with squirt guns and buckets of water and douse the cops, doing crazy stuff like that. Painting murals, Black Lives Matter in the streets. holding up a federal building, surrounding it, locking federal agents inside and trying to set it on fire. And don't forget this one, folks. How about this? Remember when they stormed the Supreme Court, knocked down the Supreme Court, and flooded the Supreme Court building? We seem to forget about that. Was that insurrection? I don't know. But it really seems to be like a double standard these days, and we have to keep talking. Some people say that Antifa was in the mix, and they're the ones that broke down the door. Some people say there were secret, special operations members in the crowd, and they went in and took the laptops and all of this stuff. I don't know what's real or what's true. Know that people that I talked to said that Antifa was definitely there and that patriots at the door were saying, stop, what are you doing? And they still pushed in anyway. How staged do you think this was? How pre-planned do you think this was? And was it a total setup to take down this president right before he leaves so that he can't run again in 2024?
Well, pretty much all of the above, Mark. And you have to go back and look at some of the information that we do have and look at some of the things that Nancy Pelosi did and Mayor Bowser of Washington, D.C. did. You know, several weeks before this event on the 6th, President Trump announced and his, you know, key advisors put out that they were going to do a rally in the Capitol on January 6th and asked for as many people to show up. And they were talking of, you know, perhaps several million would show up. And I've seen numbers and talked to people who were there. And some of the experts who know how to look at an area and tell how many people are in there. And it was probably just over a million. But at the same time, the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and others, were looking at, as you said, how do we use this event to smear President Trump and attack Trump supporters who were there. And the first thing we started to see was flyers and things going out on social media by Antifa and Black Lives Matter, telling people to go to certain places to rally, telling people to wear Trump gear, telling people to put tactical assault equipment on, like helmets and knee pads and elbow pads and gloves and those kind of things. And that's a normal, what we call in the military, tactics, techniques, and procedures that they do. Because we saw similar flyers go out prior to election day saying, because they were anticipating Trump would win, and they wanted to do something about it. And they were saying, go to these locations in Washington, D.C. on the 4th of November, the day after the election. And we've seen the same thing in Portland and Seattle, Chicago, and other places where they had the riots. So here we are on January 6th, and I knew a lot of people. I knew a lot of people who went up there, people who are personal friends of mine who went, so they were able to provide firsthand. I had a couple people who were giving me, minute by minute accounts of what was going on. And I saw a couple good reports today that talked about the president's speech started at this time and he was late starting. And when Antifa, and yes, it was Antifa, started their assault on the Capitol, and it was about 30 to 40 minutes before Trump finished his speech. So they were already underway in that process. And as the president was finishing his speech, he said, go walk down to the Capitol in a peaceful manner and, protest. And that's what people started doing, and they started going down. And if you are familiar with where the speech was and how far it gets to the Capitol, it's a bit of a hike to get down there. And so as they were getting down there, Antifa was already in the building. And some of them just followed in. And two of my friends actually said the D.C. police and the Capitol police were just standing there, and they were letting people just go through. And the Capitol police said to him, we're behind you. We support Trump. So they were just doing what they were told to. This was all pre-orchestrated. Now, here's the other key thing. The president was aware, and I assume he had some intel that something was going to go on, and he recommended highly that the National Guard be brought in, but Nancy Pelosi and the other Democrat leaders hamstrung it, and so it didn't happen until a couple days later or a day later, so they didn't get them there. And the president was mainly looking at having them there to protect the monuments and statues and federal property, as he's done in the past in D.C. So this seems to have been orchestrated the whole time. And then if you watched, there's a video, and it's out there. If you watch a Capitol police officer, a uniformed Capitol police officer, he's being chased up the stairs of the Capitol by a mob of people. And every time he get to a landing, he would stop and say, get back and everything. But then he kept going. And he's being filmed. So the first question in my mind was, okay, why is this person, who is this person behind him filming him? And why is he stopping? And then why is he continuing to go? And then when he gets to the top of the stairs, there's video of him being photographed. And so the media was already up on the top of the stairs to record this. And my immediate reaction is, okay, this is staged. He's leading them up the stairs. He's created the situation. So that again tells me it was staged.
I seen another video. It was like a side door. It looked like to me, and there were four or five Metro police there, DC Metro cops, and they opened the door and let all these people that were like kind of standing there. They were not chanting. They weren't jumping up and down. They weren't acting crazy. They opened up the door. They let them in. And as they're going up the stairs, the guy, one of the people with the camera who's filming the whole thing, again, like someone's filming it, as he's going up the stairs, you see a guy at the top of the stairs with his camera taking pictures of the people coming up the stairs.
Exactly.
So this is all a photo op.
Right.
For the media.
And that was to document and show what was going on. And, you know, there was one picture where, you know, everybody, the now famous guy in the buffalo horned outfit, and a couple other guys, there's a picture, and you can see the front end lenses of the cameras that are taking him face on, which appears to be a pool of support of reporters up there and their photographers recording it. So there's and then firsthand accounts from people who were there saying it was almost like this was, you know, they were doing a movie shoot. Like everything was all happening. There was no, you know, the police opened the door, and that leads into the narrative that the Democrats are using, that Trump orchestrated and incited a riot and an insurrection against the government. And I'm like, that is such a false narrative. Donald Trump is the president of the United States. He is the government. So he's not orchestrating a insurrection against his own government. You know, he's the president of the United States. The president of the United States is the head of state, the leader of the government, whether you like it or not, just like when Barack Obama was president and anybody else beforehand. So to claim he's doing an insurrection against his own government is really idiotic, but it's part of the political left's narrative that they're using to try to paint Donald Trump as toxic. And, you know, they're doing everything possible. Of course, you know, we now have they're ready to go with impeachments. They put that out today. It's not going to happen, but it's all a show. It's all to disparage the president.
Now, so many people are chiming in that, oh, yeah, the Insurrection Act was signed, and the president is in a bunker in Texas, and all this stuff is getting ready to happen, like arrests, high-profile arrests and the likes, and to coincide with a – now, I don't know about you, Colonel, but I've been hearing for a long time, there's going to be 30 days of darkness, and it was 20 days of darkness. Then it's 10 days of darkness. I've actually heard where it's going to be 6 days of darkness. It seems like as they're running out of time, there's less and less days of darkness. Is there going to be a blackout? And is there anything to this Insurrection Act and all of this other stuff of high-profile arrests over the next 12 days?
Well, I've not seen any indication that he signed an Insurrection Act, and he's never – discussed it. The only time he ever mentioned the Insurrection Act was around May 31st, when all the riots were going on in Seattle and Portland and a number of other cities, and he addressed it from that standpoint, and that was it. And of course, everybody did a flurry of research to figure out what the Insurrection Act was all about. And of course, it's been used numerous times in the last 50 years in the post-World War II period. You know, Eisenhower's used it, and then it was used in the 90s, and George W. Bush was actually considering using it after 9/11 and a couple other situations that were going on. So, you know, it's been there, it's been used. Most people don't understand it and don't realize it, but the Democrats they understand it's there to be used if it's necessary. And I think what they're trying to do is flip the narrative and say, well, it's Trump who's being an insurrectionist rather than Antifa and Black Lives Matter and any of the other anarchist groups that have been, you know, doing this horrible stuff to America on behalf of the Democratic Party. And I continue to tell people, you know, these groups are the militant wing of the Democratic Party. And, you know, this is part of their effort. Now, I think that this thing with the days of darkness started when Joe Biden made a comment right around the time of the election where there was going to be a cold, dark winter. And I think people, I don't know what he was referring to, but Joe Biden doesn't make any sense half the time when he says something. Whether they took it from that. The other thing is, as we're seeing now with social media, with a number of the alternative platforms to Facebook and Twitter, Instagram are starting to go down, you know, because their web hosts and server organizations that are hosting them are pulling their access, and that's causing them to go down. Whether that's part of it now, my belief is, you know, they're going to try to find as many conservatives as they can and, you know, pull the plug on them as, you know, they did the president on Twitter and Facebook. And they right. see that as an opportunity to stop us from getting our message out.
Well, so far, Patriot Nation Radio is still here. Hallelujah.
So, I mean, we have to be prepared. And, you know, the big tech companies have the wherewithal and money and capability to do this. And what we need to quote Steve Bannon today and some of his people, we need multi-billionaire corporate entrepreneurs who have the money to start funding the things that we need to do as conservative patriots against what the Democrats are doing. The Democrats have the market corner on corporate.
Right.
Yep. And a lot of other people. And we need to do the same, whether that can happen soon enough. And, you know, before 20 January, you know, remains to be seen. And so it's a day by day thing. And, you know, we need to stand strong. And the key thing I've been telling people this election was rigged. This election is fraudulent. This election was illegally certified by Congress. There's one thing to certify an election. There's another thing to certify an election that was results that were acquired under false pretenses. And so they're certifying and validating an illegal election. And, you know, we need to stand strong. We need to continue to contact our elected officials and let them know that this can't stand. We need to put pressure on them, because they're bending, and it's unfortunate, but you know, we can't break. We got to stand strong, and we got to put enough pressure on where they feel the pressure. And if they think that shutting down people from communications is going to do it, I don't think that's a smart thing to think about.
And you know something, folks nowadays that have cell phones in their pockets, and so many people don't have like a regular landline in their house. Like I don't have a landline in my house. Everybody's got a cell phone. They, like, we don't need one. So call up AT&T and have them install an old-fashioned landline. You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
You know, they still work when the cell phones don't. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we're at the bottom of the hour, ladies and gentlemen, and we are talking with our friend and patriot, Colonel Jim Warshick. He is the head of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. He was at the Pentagon during 9/11. He's been around, ran CENTCOM, did a lot of stuff, served our nation for 30 plus years, sir?
Yes, sir.
30 plus years. And we want to, folks, don't wait till Veterans Day to thank a veteran. And a Vietnam veteran once said, you know what? Don't thank me for my service. Welcome me home where you've never been welcomed home. So if you see a Vietnam veteran, welcome him home. Take his hand, buy his coffee, maybe his lunch. You know what I'm saying? We'll be back in just 3 minutes and 30 seconds. I'm going to play this song. I got another guest who's going to join us, Jim. He's a great friend of mine. I just want to make sure it's him. So check out this song a friend of mine put together in the style of The Devil Went Down to Georgia. This is The Dems Went Down to Georgia. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Dems went down to Georgia. They were looking for a vote to steal. Sleepy Joe Biden was way behind. They were willing to make a deal. When they came across this Queen's boy, bright red MAGA hat on top, Kamala jumped up on the campaign stump, said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I bet you didn't know it, but I'll be president soon too. And if you're scared, just beware, I'll make a bet with you. You mix showbiz games and politics, but give the Dems our due. We bet Chinese gold on America's soul, because we know better than you." Well, the man said, "My name's Donnie, and you may think you'll win, but I'll take your bet. You're going to regret. I'll make America great again."
Donnie called for his soldiers behind the fence there, 'cause hell spoke loose in Georgia, and we're going to need your bet. But if you win, red light, then all glory will unfold. But if you lose, the country's lost their soul.
Chuck, shift to shift, Kamala and Creepy Joe, fake news, social media, Hillary de Blasio, King Cuomo the second, biological weapon, lockdown, mask of face, who's afraid, big bad Tom Wolf's rigged presidential race. Donald said, "I bet you think you've won." And then he opened Hunter's laptop. "Lord, what have you done?"
Firing for that sunshine burn. Kids in the house, the rising sun. Battery Fox, WHO. Telling us stories on the TV show.
the dams, they bowed their heads because they knew that they'd been beat. And they dropped that World Bank gold upon the ground at Donnie's feet. And Donnie said, lock them up if they ever want to try that shit again. It wasn't just me, it was us. We made America great again.
Fire in the courthouse, one shot run. Kids in the house, the rising sun.
They have, folks, that's the Dems Went Down to Georgia by a good friend, CJ. He just recently put that out. We debuted it Thursday for the first time played anywhere on the Patriot Nation radio show. So that's probably, it's being played, it's being shared around now, but we premiered it here on the Patriot Nation radio show. That's the Dems Went Down to Georgia. If you want a copy, I could try to get you a copy. Colonel, I have a good friend of mine. He's really wrapped up in this. He's a great patriot. He's actually a wrestler. His dad lives down the street, and we hang out every once in a while and have barbecues, and he's a real fine patriot. He has his own opinion about what's going on, and I think he might have a question for you, if you don't mind fielding a question.
Sure.
Bruce,
well, first of all,
ladies and gentlemen,
yeah.
My friend the wrestler, what's happening? Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, Mark, man? Good to be on, man. First off, I can't believe that you go and have barbecues with my father. He's annoying to me. I can't put up with him for more than like 10 minutes. So that's alarming.
Been there.
At the same time, hey, man, that's alarming.
I was at a wrestling match
with
your dad.
I got that respect. I know, man. It's one of those things. So, basically, I was listening, and we all aren't fools, man. Any of us with clear eyes and full heart see that there was nothing about this election there's nothing. There is no way. Over 80 million people voted for Joe Biden. I mean, the guy didn't come out of his basement for what, 5 months? The dude had like 10 people at his rallies. This is ridiculous. We are all being played. And the left, they're a bunch of fools, man. I got so many friends on the left, but they're fools. They don't open their eyes. And what is it going to take to open their eyes? You know, what do we have to bring to the forefront? What platform do we have to present it on? How are we going to make the people see the light and see that we are all being played? I don't know, Mark. You guys help me out with this.
You know, I've been screaming, Bruce, on this radio platform now for 8 years, trying to shine a light on everything. Everything from immigration, mass shootings and false flag events, all kinds of things, from the Bundy Ranch standoff to, you name it. Terrorists shooting folks on Navy bases. I mean, I've talked to everybody and everything about all kinds of topics. I had Sebastian Gawker on the network. We had Colonel West, General Valale. I mean, we've had all kinds of experts, and tonight we have Colonel Jim Warship with us. And we are really trying to bring truth and light to the madness. And people just, I don't know what it is. I guess if you lie to people for 50 years and you try to tell them the truth seems outlandish. I don't know, you know?
I mean, but then again, we got a guy like the Colonel online, man. I mean, he's seen it all. But people don't want to see his side. All they want to do is they want to believe like Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon and all these douchebags on TV. You know, and it's ridiculous. That is my biggest passion right now, man. My first biggest passion is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They'll be playing next Sunday at 6:30 before they beat the Saints. My second passion is politics. And I am just embarrassed to be – and I never in my life thought I'd be embarrassed to be an American. I'm embarrassed because we are a bunch of fools, man. And something needs to happen. Something needs to change. It needs to change. I don't get it. I don't. I don't know, Colonel. What are your thoughts on this? Like, what is the best platform to expose all of this? I don't know. I need help.
Yeah, you're exactly right. The honest truth is, unfortunately, the political left understands media they knew early on they needed to get control of the media. They knew early on, and I'm talking 20, 30, 40 years ago, they needed to get control of the classrooms, and they did. And they've gone through a process of brainwashing, indoctrination of kids, and they've come up through the ranks, and you know, as chairman of the county Republican Party in Hillsborough, which is Tampa, for those who aren't familiar with this part of the country, in Florida, that is our biggest challenge, is to convince people that the narrative that the Democrats are pushing is false. It's, as the president says, fake news. And I'll say this one thing about Donald Trump. Donald Trump, more than any other president in modern times, was able to reach a lot of people. And it was because Donald Trump, we got the walkaway movement, and Democrats left their party and signed up with, you know, with conservatives or Republicans. And I guarantee you, and you're exactly right, Joe Biden, I'm convinced, maybe got 56 million votes, and it was Donald Trump who got well over 80 million votes. But we saw how they manipulated it with the Dominion servers, where they just flipped hundreds of thousands of votes to Joe Biden in so many states, and that's where they got that number from. And I guarantee you that is false. And I applaud Rudy Giuliani and all the lawyers who went out there and tried to make the case, and that's what they had to do, is because they had to expose the fraud and the wrongdoing and the illegal activity. And unfortunately, we weren't able to get the Congresses in the states to go along with that. Now, there's discussion that there may be an opportunity in the next few days for something like that to happen. But here's the other thing. It was the afternoon of January 6th when Congress, the House and Senate, were supposed to hear the arguments that were supposed to be brought forward to them so that they would know how to vote to certify or not certify. And it was that disruption in the Capitol that I firmly believe, and I will stand by it, was orchestrated to force them to evacuate the Capitol and get them out of there and shut down those hearings. And, you know, there are a lot of experts who were saying they were probably going to have to do about 24 hours worth of hearings, which would have revealed a lot of information. The Democrats knew that. They needed an excuse, a reason to shut that down, and that's what they did. But you're exactly right. You know, we need platforms like Patriot Nation. We need lots of small platforms, and there are a lot of them out there. There's a lot of conservative radio. There's a lot of conservative podcasts out there, and I think we're going to see more and more grow as this goes on. But we've got to counter, as you said, you know, CNN and MSNBC and the mainstream media, NBC, CBS, New York Times, and all the rest. And we do that by putting the truth out there. We've got to put the truth out there. They're putting lies out there, and people have to be exposed to the lies to realize it. But it's going to be an uphill battle, and we need all hands on deck. If you're a patriot conservative, we need you out there. You need to be telling the story. You need to be talking to people who you know who are Democrats and convince them. And I know sometimes it's difficult. Like you said, you talk to a lot of people and you just can't get them to see it the right way. But that's the challenge. And I'm going to do everything to my last days to convince people to do that. And, you know, we need to pull together and do that together. And if we do so, and you know, Donald Trump gave us that opportunity, gave us that wherewithal to do it. And they know that. And that's why they're trying to take him down.
Right.
Absolutely, Colonel. I agree with you 100%. You know, the thing is, I'm kind of the same way. You know, anybody I come across, I'm not shy about expressing my beliefs. My whole thing is, who is set to gain from this whole socialism thing? I mean, when did this nerd Jeff Bezos and this other dork Zuckerberg become people that run our country? You know what I mean? Like, our country was made on tough, rugged dudes running it. I can't get into this. You know, I can't get into this. I was going to get into the fact that you got to realize, man, we are not the minority. That's the thing. We are the majority, but because of these news outlets and these media outlets, we are made out to be the minority. There is way more of us than there is them. So there is absolutely no excuse for this. I just don't get it. I don't know.
Well, those guys who run all the big tech, they know it. They've got the billions of dollars, and I look at it a couple ways, and I say, okay, well, it's us who are helping them. It's us who are making money for them. We are using their services, and that provides advertising revenue, and that's how they're making their money. Are they of the belief that if they get rid of 85 million conservatives, that's not going to have a impact on their revenue stream coming in? I think it will, but I don't know. You know, we got to figure out what's the Democrat plan if we do that, because too many people are just willing to accept it. Now, I don't know if this is going to draw the line in the sand where people realize, you know, we know people are addicted to their cell phones and their Twitter and their, you know, if only liberal left-wing Democrats get to use it, there's and everybody else who's a conservative is cut off from it, there's going to be a recoil. There's going to be a backlash.
They'll turn on themselves too. If they're left to their own vices, they will turn on themselves and destroy themselves, and we'll be kicking back, ready to clean up, pick up the pieces, and move forward and keep moving towards America, keeping America great again. You know, so I've been hearing a lot of things about the emergency broadcast system, and that there's going to be this at least nationwide alert across our phones. Is there any weight to that? Is there going to be an emergency broadcast system, emergency broadcast from the president that's going to outline everything? From what I've been told by watching all these, you know, guys on video like you watch all the time, Carl, not the ones that are 90 minutes. If one says like 4 minutes and 84 seconds, you know, is there 84 seconds? I don't know. But those are the ones I watch. The ones are like 5 minutes. I can watch them, you know. You know, send me one for 90 minutes. I'm not going to sit there 90 minutes. And
yeah, I agree with
minutes.
You.
You know?
The president has the capability to use the emergency broadcast system. The $64,000 question we don't know, and I don't think anybody knows, is he going to use it? And one thing about Donald Trump, he is very good at keeping things close to the vest. It's part of one of his strategies when he negotiates. If and when he uses it, you know, I don't know what the message is going to be. And like you, I hear a lot of people who say, well, you know, and I had multiple people today say, okay, he's got something ready to go and it's going to happen within the next few days. I don't know what it is. You know, some people say, well, he's got overwhelming evidence. But, you know, whether that evidence, if that's what it is so convincing that 150 million Americans who are, you know, voter eligible Americans, Democrat and Republicans, if it's that convincing where it shines a light on people and the realization comes in, I don't know. Do I want that to happen? Yeah, I love something like that to happen, but we don't know. And that's the whole thing, like you said, where these people are coming out with videos saying stuff. There's a lot of speculation out there. We don't know what's going to happen day to day. And, you know, I was talking to one person this morning, and I said, you know, we don't know what Donald Trump's going to do. And he's not telling a lot of people. I mean, he's got a few really close and loyal advisors left, and whether they're working on something, I don't know. Now, being a military intelligence officer, you never reveal anything what you're doing, especially when you get into really close hold type situations. You don't want to give anything away to the enemy.
Not like the Obama administration. Well, we are planning to, on the 9th of July, we're going to bomb this part of, you know, Iraq. And then they all leave.
Yeah.
They would tell them they were
right.
coming.
So, you know, from my standpoint and the things I see and the people I talk to, I don't know. I mean, here's the thing, you know, what really is intriguing, and I'm sure you're thinking about it because I can tell the way you think, both of you guys, you know, we've heard so much and we've heard, you know, all the experts have been out there, you know, the Sean Hannitys and the Sarah Carters and all these people like, well, we got this now and this is going to happen because of the Russia collusion investigation and this is going to happen. And everybody was leaning forward and ready. The indictments were coming and Bill Barr was going to do this and Durham was going to do this. And everybody was on the edge of their seat that within, you know, the best
show.
Of the best of these people, but nothing ever happened. And it's very
Adam
frustrating.
Shifty Schiff is still up there flapping his gums. We know he's a liar. How do these people lie to a judge? Like, say I went to court and lied to the judge and got caught. What happens to me? Why do you think all these folks, whistleblowers, came forward under oath and signed an affidavit under perjury? Because they want to get him if they catch him. But they won't go to jail for lying about it. How many times these people lie in Congress and yet – oh, look, let's go get Jerome Corsi and let's go get Roger Stone and General Flynn because you're asking them about something that happened however long ago. Look, if you ask me something that happened 2 days ago, I'm not going to remember exactly what happened, and I would tell you a different story, and they would arrest me for it. So guess
sure.
what?
Oh, that's me, 100%. Same way.
If they ever come to my house, because I've been doing this show for 8 years now and I talk to a lot of people, and they come to my house, I'm going to say, listen, I'm sorry, but if you don't have a warrant for my arrest, please leave. I'm not talking to you. That's it. I ain't answering not one question. I don't give a crap. And if you got cuffs, put them on me and take me away now and bring me a lawyer because I'm not speaking nothing. If you came here, you obviously have something, so investigate. Do your job. I'm not saying nothing. That's it. My right.
I think that's the difference between parties, though, man. I think conservatives, you know, we're honest. I think liberals will lie for the cause. You know, they'll go to the grave lying for the cause. That's just how they are. And not saying all of them, but, you know, there's a good percentage of them that are not very good people. We can definitely say
yeah.
that. But from here, General, or Colonel, what do you think the party goes from here? Because my whole thought is, you know, see, everybody seems to be kind of turning on Trump. But you still got – he's still definitely got a supporter. So I'm a huge Trump supporter. I will never turn on the guy. I'm also a huge DeSantis supporter, and I think DeSantis is another one that could kind of turn this whole thing around. What are your thoughts on Ron DeSantis when it comes down to it?
Well, I've known Ron DeSantis, and I've met him a number of times and done some things for him. He and Kristi Noem are the two greatest governors that we got right now, Kristi Noem of South Dakota. Now, with Trump, I don't think people are turning on him. That's a narrative that the left is playing. In fact, a couple of new polls that came out yesterday and the day before have Trump's numbers higher than ever. People are infuriated, and more people are realizing what's going on. I think that's a good thing. I think Donald Trump will be around because he's not a quitter, and he's going to figure out a way to do something. And that's the Democrats fear Trump. This is why they're doing it for him. You know, he's not like any other president. Okay. All right, in a legitimate election, okay, if he loses, he goes away, he's respectful, and he does like any other president that's done it. But I think they're fearful of the guy because they realize in the White House or outside the White House, this guy is a guy that you have to deal with because, you know, now they've hit the hornet's nest, and he's – you know, they're trying to deplatform him, take his Twitter account away, and they look at that as they realized that was how he t- talked over them because they lied through their teeth, all the mainstream media. And so he just said, I'm going to use Twitter and I'll put my message out, you know, 8, 10, 15 Twitter tweets a day to get my message out. They realized that that worked. And so they, this whole effort was to stop him. I think he's going to come back with something in the next day or so. I mean, there's talk, and again, with everything we're hearing is talk that he's going to get on another one of these platforms, whether it's something that is totally independent, but then people are going to have to join and get on. Now, there's discussion that so many people have been jumping Twitter and Facebook and going to over to some of the other ones that's caused them to bog down just because their servers couldn't handle that. That scares the Democrats too. And so they're going to look for ways to try to stop them. And, you know, there's still a lot of big talk radio outlets out there, as well as a lot of smaller ones, whether, you know, he can put information out in one single feed that they all get. And I think that's a capability. The good thing is he's not talking about it, so he's not giving away what he's doing.
How come someone like Bill O'Reilly, who's independent now, doesn't bring President Trump on when he's got so many people that follow and listen to him that he could get a message out? It wouldn't be as big as, you know, before with Twitter, 15, you know, tweets a day. But, you know, get on with Bill O'Reilly or someone like that, or get on One American News or Newsmax or – you know, some of these smaller networks have a lot of people going there because they're all bailing on Fox, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've already bailed on Fox. I haven't turned Fox on since November 4th is the last. I just stopped listening.
And I haven't even listened to Hannity on the radio in the afternoon.
I don't listen to any Fox News on the radio or on cable anymore. I'm barely listening to Newsmax. The only thing I'm listening to is, if I can say it, you know, I read the Epoch Times, I read Gateway Pundit, I read some other smaller independent ones. I listen to you guys, of course, but during the day I listen to Steve Bannon's show. He's on 3 hours a day, 2 hours in the morning and an hour in the afternoon, and then some of the other networks on the network that he's on, I found to be probably the best. And then, of course, you know, I've listened to Rush Limbaugh for 30 years, as long as I started out down in Panama when he came on Armed Forces Radio. But, you know, I know where to go for my information. I know who to talk to. So I'm current, but, you know, a lot of people don't know that. And, you know, I try to direct people where to go to get the right information. Spent a lot of time doing that. But it's going to get more difficult depending on what the big tech companies do. Facebook shut me down for 3 days last week over the weekend because I posted I took a meme that somebody else posted that had been around on Facebook for years. It's a famous one, I'll tell you, because I want everybody to put it up there. It's a patriot with a three-cornered hat, and it says, "Time to start doing patriot shit." And
amen.
I put that up there, and Facebook shut me down, and they put a troll on me and, you know, did all kinds of games with me over the last 3 days. But that's what they're doing. They're trying to intimidate people. And we as patriots just need to stand up and push back. We got to push back.
Yep.
Don't let them, you know, intimidate you, because that's what they're trying to do. We have to find ways to push back and work together.
I don't know, for some reason, and I'm thankful I've been able to sneak around all the hoopla. I've been in some Facebook home detention where I had some things restricted. But I have not been actually in Facebook jail. It's pretty remarkable. And so maybe it's because I have my show and I talk to all these people. Maybe they just keep me on so they can get information from people. I have no idea. But I posted some things that got other people banned. I got some warnings, like, be careful or we're going to unpublish you. But they never done it. And I'm still here and I'm still going and whatever. Hey, one day maybe they'll get me. I don't know, but right now I'm still going strong, and we're getting the word out, and that's what we got to do. We got to keep speaking and speaking and speaking. So
you got to. I'm the king of Facebook jail, so I understand all that. I've been to Facebook jail quite a few times, believe it or not. Here's my thing. I think the Fox News, you know, the Newsmax and whatnot, all good. But, man, you got to reach out to the younger crowd, man, because they're all brainwashed because of the three generations of liberal schooling. So you got people like Dan Bongino, people like the Hodge twins, people like Ben Shapiro. Those are the kind of guys that Trump needs to go to get his message out. Because YouTube, or not even YouTube now, the other platform, not Parler, but the other platform that we have now that's the equivalent. Follow them, you know. Yeah, follow them, man. Those are people that speak for, I mean, I don't want to age myself. I'm only 42. So I feel like I'm kind of in that young platform. So I follow those guys. But, yeah. I'm not a millennial, though. Don't insult me like that. I'm a little bit before that. But, yeah, I feel like those are the people that can change it, man. The Hodge twins have a huge following. Dan Bongino, again, like you, Carl, man, he's been there. He was Secret Service. He tells you facts. He tells you that, you know, Obama was the most corrupt president ever, which he was, as you know. You know, we need people like that. We need – that's our platform. People like that. They just need to follow.
And you know what we got to do? We got to run. We got to run as Democrats and change the narrative.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I don't know if that's
infiltrate their party. They sent people like Mitt Romney and John McCain over to us.
And
look what they did.
And I voted for Romney too. Biggest regret of my life. I voted for Romney too.
Who else would you vote for? There's nobody else to vote for. When you get in those situations, what do you do? Holy crud.
I know, right? Not vote for Obama,
felt that
that's
way
for
this
sure.
election. Probably, a lot of people felt that way this election. I bet you there was at least 54 or 56 million people that felt like, oh, my God, who do I vote for? I don't like the other guy, you know?
That's what I understand.
They put the math out. Everybody heard the numbers. 205,000 more people voted in Pennsylvania that were registered. That was just one number. Suitcases under a table in Georgia. Everybody's seen the video. How on earth did this not get looked at, investigated? What the hell? Why on earth? So with all of that and all of the fraud and all the stuff that we've seen, can we expect, Colonel, people to be held accountable? Are people going to go to jail over just the fraud alone, let alone all the other stuff, like things that, you know, sedition and, you know, treason and things like Nancy Pelosi and these maniacs are pulling off? You know, what can we expect something, accountability, or are we just going to be like watching them all get away with it again?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's been my biggest concern with all of this is, you know, I know both of you guys approached it from the standpoint of, you know, in Trump's second term is when he's going to go, you know, scorched earth on all of them because he doesn't have to worry about a reelection again. And he will go after all these people, and all these people were lined up and all the evidence was there. And of course, unfortunately, that's probably not going to happen, but you know, this is going to be up to, the states, and it's not the legislators, it's law, because if you election fraud is a crime and people have gone to jail for it, going to be up to the state attorneys and county attorneys to do that if you know the evidence is brought forward and people are charged. And we just need, you know, this is one of the reasons Soros was getting involved in funding state attorneys, because just almost like this situation, he wanted attorneys in there that would turn a blind eye and not prosecute criminals and let people out of jail early and those kind of things. And that's why Soros was putting money into that. So, I mean, they are constantly going after us in every different way, to turn the tables on us, and we just got to be, you know, it's, we got to stand up, and we got to, you know, people need to go to their county commissions, and they need to go to their state attorneys, and they need to have a voice, and they need to be angry, and they need to let them know that they're not going to take it anymore. And these guys watch local polls and reactions and how people are going to vote. That's what scares them, and that's what we got to do. We just haven't gotten enough people to get angry and do it. I mean, people like to go out and do rallies and those kind of things that are fun to do, and you know, you hang out with a bunch of like-minded people, and the camaraderie, exactly. But we need, you know, I'll say it, we need people out in the streets with torches and pitchforks, so to speak, and
yep.
and be angry,
big
because
bar and bags,
that's what scares the politicians when the voters are angry.
Well, you know, when I was watching all this unfold at the Capitol the other day, I was thinking to myself, until, of course, the destruction and all the stupidity started taking place, when the Trump supporters were just kind of there and they were milling around on the steps saying, stop the steal, you know, and they were doing their chant. I was kind of feeling a lot of pride, like, man, this is a Tea Party moment. This is a modern-day Tea Party moment. And then they cut to a clip of the senators and stuff before anybody got in, and you could hear the crowd outside, stop the steal, USA. And they were like, holy moly, they're knocking on the door. And that moment right there was like the end of tyranny, that like 10 minutes before the destruction, where the government feared the people, was a 10-minute reprieve from tyranny, and we actually saw liberty. And then the destruction started and ruined it all. Do you maybe view it as if they didn't destroy stuff, maybe if they just went inside and said, hey, listen, will you listen to us speak, and never broke a thing, you think we would have had a Tea Party moment, or would it still be like a big
harvest? Well, I talked about this to a lot of people. That whole situation was, you know, subverted by the Democrat Party, and they really used our rally as an opportunity to do the dastardly, destructive stuff that they're so well known for doing. And they brought in Antifa. And people told me who were there said, yeah, they came in busloads right up a couple blocks from the Capitol. They let people out of the buses. You know, they didn't want to pull them right up in front because then it would have been obvious, but they were there. And that's what they did. As I said early on, they took over the situation. Now, we didn't have a plan either. You know, I think what most people were going to do was march down to the Capitol and do a big protest with their flags and signs out in front of the Capitol or maybe on the steps. But Antifa went in the building and people followed. Now, it wasn't our people who did any destruction. It was the
right.
Antifa who were dressed in Trump gear because they were told to wear Trump gear so that the media could say, oh, yeah, it was people in Trump gear, so it must be. That's what they did. That's exactly what they did. I'm a belief. I watched all the videos of the Air Force veteran female who got shot and killed.
Yeah.
I watched that from so many different angles, and both video and still pictures. And I believe they knew, and I believe Democrats will do this. If they have to murder somebody to make a point, to get a narrative, they will do it. And the narrative they needed was they needed to say Trump people went there and caused people to die. That's the narrative, and that's what I believe. We don't know who the person is who fired the gun. The video was kind of grainy if you saw it, but I saw it from two different angles. Whether they have a legitimate investigation where someone is the person is identified. It's interesting that the chief of the Capitol Police resigned the next day. There's too much stuff going here, but that was the narrative that they got. They wanted to be able to say people got killed.
He resigned the next day because they gave him a big fat paycheck, and he's going down to the Bahamas to live on the beach for the rest of his life. I almost guarantee it.
So how that goes remains to be seen, but you're not hearing anything about that. And, you know, then there was a story about another police officer who got hit over the head with a fire extinguisher and he died. Well, it turns out he didn't die from getting hit with the fire extinguisher. He died from other personal
COVID.
You know, I don't even know if it was COVID. I don't know if it was a heart attack, whatever.
COVID.
But here's
COVID.
The thing. Here's the thing. Nancy Pelosi sent a condolence letter to his family that he died. Did she send a condolence letter to the family of the veteran? No. And that's disgusting.
You know what's funny about that?
Well, they sent letters to George Floyd's family.
Yeah. This was the first time I even heard about it was earlier today when I was watching the news. I didn't even know a police officer died. I had no idea. So that tells you how important that is, too, you know.
It didn't fit their narrative.
Well, supposedly there was five people who died, but I haven't seen really any stories about the other people. All they want is the narrative that people died so that they can say Trump orchestrated and instigated a riot and people got killed. That's the narrative they want. That's what you're hearing 24/7 on CNN, MSNBC, and the rest of the mainstream media. They have that narrative, and they're using it against Trump. And, you know, now they have the impeachment. And I want to talk about something if I have a minute. This is important because nobody is talking about it. Okay, so if they impeach Trump, okay, so he's denied all the benefits as a retired former president. Well, he doesn't need the pension. We know that. He doesn't need the $1 million that he gets. Well, yeah, exactly. He doesn't need the money to set up a library. He doesn't need the financial that administrative support that he gets to, you know, travel and do correspondence and all, you know, pay for postage and mail and all. He doesn't need any of that. He doesn't even need Secret Service because he can put together the best security team anybody could ever want. We all know he can do that. But tied to the Secret Service, and this is what I believe as part of what the Democrats are looking at, not only do you get Secret Service support, you get the intel package that comes with it. You can have the best security in the world, but if you don't know what the threat is, there's nothing. You're pretty ineffective. Okay, you may be able to stop the person who's going to throw a bottle or a brick at them, or even maybe if they notice, pull a gun. But they don't know the other kind of stuff. They don't understand the information that we get that goes to the Secret Service about this threat is being planned by this group or this group is going to do something. And Trump has been threatened more than any other president in America. He's not going to have that intelligence package, and that's what bothers me. And I believe the Democrats know that, you know. And of course, they're saying, "Well, it also prevents him from running in 2024." That's not the point. I'm concerned about because he is such a high threat president that he's not going to be able. He's almost going to have to stay hunkered down in his home or something because. You know, we're not going to know. So that's the pack, the part I don't feel very comfortable with. But I know the Democrats are aware of it. They're never going to mention that. But this is why they're pushing so hard for impeachment.
Right. So when it's all said and done, when everything is here, and it's January 19th, who's going to be inaugurated on the 20th? Joe Biden, sleepy, creepy, kid-touching, quid pro Joe, or let's make America great again, President Trump?
I have to believe and go with my feelings and say it's going to be – here's a key thing. I liked what Mike Flynn said, and I liked what Mike Pompeo said, where Mike Pompeo said Donald Trump is going to – have a smooth transition to his second term.
You know?
Now, maybe he knows something.
I hope you're right, Colonel, because
And I hope he's right.
I hope you're right. Me too. This world ain't ready for Biden and a crazy ass liberal world, man. It's a bunch of crazies out here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Kamala Harris hasn't resigned from the Senate yet.
Right. Oh, still hasn't. So, you know.
Now that chick is crazy as hell. She is crazy as hell.
She's going to be president. If these guys get in office, she's going to be the president within 6 months.
She's crazy as hell. I don't even get that. That's the bad part. Yeah.
And in December, when Nancy Pelosi and them were talking about the 25th Amendment, at that time they weren't talking about President Trump. They were talking about Joe Biden.
They were talking about Joe. Yeah. Absolutely, they were talking about Joe. Yep.
You know, the guy who spent the whole campaign in his basement and answered like 100 questions over the whole time, maybe even less. And the reason being is they knew the fix was in. He didn't have to campaign. Joe, stay in your bunker, come out once in a while, answer questions about what flavor ice cream you're eating, and move along. They never asked him any tough questions about anything tough. So what are you going to do the economy or the world peace, you know? What are you going to do?
No, you can't say that, Mark. That makes you like a racist or something. You know their narrative on the liberal side. Yeah. He stayed in his basement, had 88 million votes. They love him, Mark. He did a great job of campaigning. It was amazing. Greatest politician ever. You didn't have to even come out of your basement, and you got 88 million votes. Come on, man.
People are blind. More votes than the hope and change messiah, Barack Hussein Obama. You expect people to believe that? They still are trying to claim he's like one of the most popular people on the face of the earth. He's more popular than Bill Clinton could ever imagine.
Oh, I believe it, Mark, because CNN told me so, Mark. I believe it. CNN said
and
so.
Remember this. Hi, I'm Rachel Maddow, and this Monday, we are going to open the tax return. Oh, my, the most amazing thing. We got them. Look, in 2015, President Trump paid $35 million in taxes. Wah, wah, wah. Well, creepy, sleepy Joe, where's your tax returns? We want to see where your money's coming from then. You guys, I think President Trump should release all his tax returns the day before he gets out of office and say, okay, Joe Biden, let's see yours.
That would never come to light, unfortunately, because, you know, the liberal media will always protect him, and it's a shame.
Yep, creepy. You know, an old Hunter. Maybe Hunter's going to be the next president, you know, for the Democrat. That's who they might run, you know. The guy's a star, and, you know, falls asleep with crack pipes and pictures of him with his niece. Now, there was a picture floating around. They were trying to portray it as Obama's daughter's credit card with cocaine residue on it. Like, these are the type of things. Who knows if it's true or fake? I have to believe that it's probably fake. And people are just trying to stir the pot. And that's what makes it bad on both sides. Leave the kids out of it. Leave the children out of the mix. Unless they get caught, like, red-handed. You know what I mean? But I don't know.
Well, I look at it when the kids are, you know, high school, even college, but when you're in your 40s or 50s, like Hunter Biden, you know, you're open to anybody, anything.
Especially as you're going around as a public figure, too, you know. His father's the vice president,
you know.
Using the name. He admitted straight up that he's using the name to get ahead. Like, for crying out loud, how do these people not go to jail? It just drives me insane. It drives me so crazy that these people are not in prison for the crimes which they have committed. They have committed blatant crime. Blatant. Like, unbelievable. And they don't even hide it anymore. They just say, well, what are you going to do? Ha, ha, ha. You know? And they move
along. Money and power, Mark. You know that. Money and power, Mark. You know that. I mean, I'll be honest, man. If I was like in my mid-20s and me and Hunter Biden were boys, yeah, that would have been a good time. But at this point, you know, he's a public figure. He can. We're older. We're mature. You know, like, you can't, bro. You got to leave that behind, you know. But not a good look. And I just love how Twitter, Facebook has scrubbed. They all just covered that up. No, nothing to see here. There's nothing about Hunter Biden. Something that would have totally hurt Joe.
Nope.
Well, let's be honest. Would it really have hurt Joe? No, because this whole thing was rigged anyway. So it wouldn't have. But at least it would have seen, would have made more, you know, independents kind of see where everything was standing. It's going to be a shit show at least the next 2 years. I'm just hoping something drastic happens in the next 10 days, or literally I feel like we're doomed. And I'm not one to submit. I'm a fighter, but I'm to that point where I'm almost tapping out. It's bad. It's bad.
The midterms will be here before you know it, and hopefully there'll be a serious red wave. I think there's 25 seats in the Senate, and every seat in the House is up for grabs. So we got to fight tooth and nail, keep screaming and yelling. The squeaky wheel gets the oil. Call Democrat senators and congresspeople and tell them, I voted for you. I live in this town over in your state, and if you do that, I'm never going to vote for you again. If 10,000 people did that every time something stupid came up, they might have us sing a different tune. Who knows? We got to come up with some kind of plan to change what they're doing and stop them. Because Kamala Harris and these guys are coming for the guns. They're raising the taxes. I mean, they're going crazy. They're going to make Puerto Rico a state. And from what I understand, Puerto Rico, I have a friend that lives over there, and they're very conservative. So they might make it a state thinking that they're going to get those senators on their side. But I think they might not. I don't know. My friend lives over there, and everybody, you know, very conservative people in Puerto Rico.
I'm actually half Puerto Rican. The governor is conservative. The governor's a Republican. So please bring him on. If that's going to help us, you know, bring him on. I don't know. I don't know too much. I just know that I'm half, and I don't claim that half too much because sometimes it can be a little, you know, overwhelming. But yeah, it's a very conservative place. You're right, and like the governor's a Trump supporter, you know. I'm on board. Bring him on. Let's go. You know, get us that extra two
right.
seats. I'm good.
And Carl, maybe you know better than I do, but they keep talking about the Electoral College. We're going to do away with the Electoral College. This is a constitutional issue. Can they do anything with the Electoral College without a constitutional convention under Article 5?
Congress and the Senate can't get rid of the Electoral College. You would have to, and don't hold me to it, but I think you would need, I believe, you'd have to have 38 of the states. I think that's the number. 38 of the 50
yeah.
states would have to vote on that. It's pretty tough. There's a lot of constitutional things along that lines that requires that. It's not a, you know, you get a majority in the House and a majority in the Senate. You could have, you know, the 535 members of both houses of Congress, and they couldn't get rid of the Electoral College because you have to have the states have to vote on that. You know, you've heard of the there's a convention. I think it's the Convention of States. Have to come together. Yeah, have to come together on that. So I think
I've had a couple of people who were trying. One guy who was going around the country trying to instill something called the Countermand Amendment. It was a great thing, but it required a Article 5 constitutional convention, which required
right.
2/3 of the states to convene and agree.
Exactly.
And it's almost
yep.
impossible. So we're right here at the end of this episode, and I don't know if you have any contacts. You want people to get information from you, a website, an email list where they can get newsletters or things like that. Colonel, you could give that information out right now for the folks.
Yeah. My email address is, I'll spell it, WAURISHUKJ@AOL.com. You know, send me an email, ask me a question. If there's anything I can help you out with, we'll be glad to do that. Go to my go to my Facebook page right now. I'm in the process of probably moving to something else, but I'm not sure where I want to go yet. I'm looking at maybe
try LibertyWorks.com.
That's right. I go there, and you know, I'll you know, you can private message me through private message on, you know, Facebook, and I'll do the same thing as an email, try to answer your question. So I'm kind of a behind the scenes guy as an intel guy, and I don't, you know, I do a lot of radio and I do a lot of podcasts with people. I don't host my own. I don't have time to do that, but I'm happy to help anybody else out. You know, every day I get requests to cover shows. You know, in the last couple of days, the mainstream media has been coming to me, wanting me to go on there, and I'm not going to go on their shows, just, you know, because they're going to put you on there, and they're going to spin it. Oh yeah, absolutely. And I've dealt with them enough. I've done enough with them, and they lie. They'll spin a story. They'll write. They literally make up stuff about you. Especially the print media will say all kinds of stuff. So I don't waste my time with them. And they keep calling. I said, you know, I'll tell them. I said, you know, we've been down this road before. You're never going to tell the truth. Why should I get on your show, or why should I give an interview to you when you're never going to tell the truth? Well, you know, right. No, not going to do it. This is your fault. Well, we really need to get your side of the story. I said, I'll give you my side of the story, but you got to print my side of the story. Don't make up stuff. And so, you know, I know which ones I can talk to. There's a few who are okay, but you know, I don't do any other stuff. I don't do Fox News anymore, obviously. I used to do a lot of shows. I used to do Neil Cavuto show. I used to do Fox and Friends in the morning. I used to do a couple of the other night shows. I've done Tucker. I used to do Glenn Beck when he first got off Fox and went and started his whole program. I started on that a little bit, and but I have too many other things I'm working on, and that's how I prefer to do what I need to do.
Amen. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. Bruce, if you got any matches coming up, I want to come out and see a match. I want to bring my kid out and watch your body slam some people around in the ring.
Oh, man. You know, that whole Wuhan virus has everything kind of weird. So I can't. Can I say Wuhan virus on here? I don't want you to get, like, you know, demonetized.
No, you got to say China virus.
Oh, China virus. Well, the China virus has kind of made things weird, so I can't play fight in my underwear with other males at this point in time. However, it's all real, guys. It's all real. No, but what I can say, it's been an honor to be on with both you guys, man. It's just nice to hear other sensible, conservative voices, people that know what they're talking about, people that make sense. And, you know, before I end this, man, I just want to know that you know, y'all need to know that Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Dr. Fauci, they're all crazy as hell. Every single one of them, crazy as hell. And most of these liberals, crazy as hell. All they need to do is just do a little bit of research. You know what is that? DuckDuckGo? Go on DuckDuckGo. Figure it out, because the information is out there. It's not going to come to you. Your liberals are lazy. If they put it in your face, you're going to believe it. You got to go look.
Right.
You got to go find things. You know what I mean? Money doesn't find you. You find money. Do the same thing with facts. Do the same thing with truth. Hopefully they wake up and see that, or if they don't, then we just take this thing over. Let's go. Thank you, Mark, for having me on. Thank you, Colonel. It's been an honor. I appreciate both you guys.
Thank you.
Great to talk with you, Bruce. Appreciate it, too.
You as well, sir.
All righty. Check us out Thursday, 8 p.m. And with that, I'm going to leave you with our good friend Dave Bray, his version of Star Spangled Banner. Be sure to tune in 8 p.m. right after Conservative Perspective. Heard Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. And, of course, we have United Patriots Uprising with Gary Binford. He is on alternating Mondays. So next Monday you'll see Gary Binford, United Patriots Uprising, 7 p.m. right here on the Patriot Radio Network. Here you go. Please rise. The Star Spangled Banner. night until we meet again Thursday, 8 p.m., right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. This is me, Mark Hoffman, your host, signing off. Good night. God bless America. No, that's my dad in the picture. He passed away. God bless him.